My dear devotees, this wonderful day comes to an end. Very soon, we will take our dinner prasadam and then talk maybe with a few more devotees and then go and take our evening rest. Before that takes place, I request you to think a little bit about the great gift of Lord Nityananda. Bhaktivinoda Thakur raises his arms and he explains, what a wonderful name Lord Nityananda has brought. Nitai has brought the divine name to the marketplace of the holy name, and he's giving away that name for the mere price of your faith. The Vedas are unable to fully describe the glories of a person who chants the Lord's name day and night, even while eating and sleeping. It is through this holy name that everything will be revealed and opened to us. Nityananda has given us a key to the kingdom of God, the holy name.
Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Many of us have gone to Sridhar Mayapur, but have we seen Mayapur? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes a saintly devotee who had spent the whole day since early morning chanting the holy names. And as he was slowly purifying his contaminated vision, all of a sudden Mayapur appeared to him, but different. When he saw the spiritual Mayapur, he explained, yes, now I can see the wonderfully blissful abode. Here I see the Ganga, splendidly full of light. In many places I hear loud chanting of Lord Hari's names. And then look at this, the temples made of jewels, and the light is like thousands of suns. Hundreds of devotees are there, and oh my God, this there is Narada Muni playing on his veena. And there at another place, with hairs falling all over his body, shrieking in ecstasy, dances Lord Shiva. He plays a little drum, Dumburu drum, and he shouts, O Chaitanya!
O Chaitanya!
O maintainer of the universe!
O maintainer of the universe!
Please be merciful to me!
Please be merciful to me!
Yes, Lord Shiva chants and drums with his I don't know how to do that. He finally falls on the ground. And there's another place. A speaker with four heads speaks simultaneously with his four heads to an assembly of saints explaining the Vedas. Who could be that speaker with four heads? Lord Brahma, you know already everything. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Mahaprabhu. That's what he says, quoting the Tvetashvatara Upanishad. God is Mahaprabhu, who disseminates transcendental enlightenment. Just to be in touch with him means to be in touch with the Brahma Jyoti. And in another place, the saintly devotee sees a person, his whole body is covered with eyes. He jumps up and down violently. Who could be that person? Lord Indra, yes. And he chants, glory to Lord Gaurachandra.
Glory to Lord Gaurachandra.
And then he chants, glory to Lord Nityananda.
Glory to Lord Nityananda.
And while this is going on, the birds of Mayapur also chant. They chant, Chaitanya.
Chaitanya.
Nityananda.
Nityananda.
My dear devotees, in the spiritual Mayapur, which at this moment has manifested to that great Vaishnava, everyone is intoxicated, but not with anything of this world. They are simply intoxicated by drinking the nectar of Lord Chaitanya's holy names. There are even the beads. If you listen carefully, they Chaitanya, 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 Nityananda, Chaitanya, Nityananda. The bus like this. It's the bus which is in the air. And even the goddess of the material nature, Prakriti Deva, Devi, fills every space with beauty and splendor. So this is the scene in which we want to kidnap you today evening. I know, my dear devotees, you have an overload of Nityananda at the moment, but listen one more time about the inconceivable, beautiful pastimes of the Lord. Amongst all this, there's a lonely, blue-clad avaduta. He looks like this, only that from his eyes there's a constant flood of tears. He laughs sometimes loudly and no one knows why. Sometimes he cries. He sits down on the road, in the midst of the road, and the ox carts have to stop. He cries, "Oh, my Lord." And sometimes he makes such thundering sounds, such loud sounds. Gauranga! It is 1,000 times louder that everyone is totally awakened. Sometimes he jumps into the middle of the Ganga, my dear devotees, and there are crocodiles all over, all around him, and he just beats them lovingly on the head, and the crocodiles chant also Chaitanya. Sometimes in ecstatic love, he falls down on the ground so strongly that the ground shakes. I would like to now shout how he shouts, so that the ground shakes. But seeing the fear in your eyes, I refrain from doing so. Yes, he sometimes would chant so loudly, dance so amazingly, that he would fall to the ground and everyone thought, now all his 3,225 bones have been broken. Sometimes he danced on his own. And at that time the earth began to sway back and forth and everyone would be in ecstasy. I remember when I was younger, I visited a great devotee in Vrindavan. At that time there was an earthquake and the building in which we sat, it was in the third floor, began to shake. And the saint laughed and laughed and said, the best is this building has no fundament. That means it will crash down and we will all go to Radha and Krishna. This is the perspective of saintliness. There is no attachment to the unreal world any longer. All such pastimes are not astonishing because Lord Nityananda was Lord Ananta who had appeared in this world. Do you know what Ananta constantly does? Yes, Ananta Shesha. With thousands of his heads, he chants the Lord's name. And at the same time, he balances the planets. But when he chants very ecstatically, he loses his common gravitational sense and the planets are shaking. All these pastimes were possible by Nityananda, for Gaurachandra resided constantly in his heart. The vile Lord Nityananda was behaving so transcendentally blissful. Something was going on in the court of Advaita Acharya. There was a kirtan going on, my dear devotees. It was already lasting for 6 hours. And Advaita Acharya, although at that time he was between 70 and 80 years, was dancing like a madman. My dear devotees, his dance was done in a special mood. He was remembering Krishna's dearest devotees, the gopis, who were longing for him. This is real kirtan. When you sing in a mood where you sing, where is Krishna? Where are you? So Advaita Acharya had taken out of humility a piece of straw in his mouth. And as he was dancing and dancing, the devotees were stepping aside because they could see he was in the highest ecstasy. They took conchals and blew. I think this we have to still introduce in our kirtans. There must be a whole orchestra of conchals. They blew conchals. They played not one medanga, not two medangas, but hundreds of medangas, wampas, cartels, and they shouted the names, Jai Rama Krishna,
Jai Rama Krishna,
Govinda Gopal,
Govinda Gopal,
Jai Krishna Murari,
Jai Krishna Murari.
Oh, sorry, Jai Krishna Mukunda,
Jai Krishna Mukunda,
Murari Vanamali,
Murari Vanamali.
These were the mantras which they constantly chanted. They did not only chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and so on, but they had various other mantras. For instance, Jai Rama Krishna Govinda Gopal. Everyone would go, Jai Rama Krishna Govinda Gopal. Jai Rama Krishna Govinda Gopal. Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Jai Rama Krishna Govinda Gopal. Jai Krishna Govinda Gopal. Jai Rama Krishna Govinda Gopal. Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Jai Rama Krishna Govinda Gopal. Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. In deep devotional love, Advaita Charya's mood enhanced. It became deeper and deeper. I think all devotees know this in a small degree. As you chant a kirtan, and the kirtan begins to pick up, something happens in your heart. You become full of intensity, devotional intensity. And all of a sudden, the world seems far away, and Krishna appears very close. So Advaita Acharya, the great teacher, came deeper and deeper in a mood of devotion. So much so, my dear devotees, that he could not control his feelings any longer. He crashed down on the ground and he began to roll, so much that the devotees had to go left and right and diagonal. It is said, when a fire burns, it can easily burn an object along with the contamination of an object. For instance, a big fire, we could throw this jacket with it into it, and all the dirt which may have accumulated in this jacket would also burn. This happens when there is a lively kirtan, a fully cognizant kirtan. It means where you are aware of Krishna. Then by the mercy of Lord Gauranga Chaitanya Dev, all the mental weakness which you may feel, and even bodily contamination which is there due to previous sins, all this can be burned to ashes. That's how powerful the kirtan is. When there is a deep devotional mood, not when there's disconnection, boredom, and tiredness, no? My dear devotees, this kirtan became so intense that even after 6 hours of dancing, rolling on the ground and singing like this, the kirtan did not stop, nor was there any indication when it would stop. Then all the devotees who couldn't keep up with Advaita Acharya, the old bearded Vaishnava, became exhausted. They had sweated. They had not eaten for a long time. They had not drunk. And they couldn't keep up. The Madanga beat became peaceful. And then they calmed down Advaita Acharya. Acharya, you are an old man. No, I'm not old. You are already 80 years. That's nothing. You kindly sit down and become peaceful. Let this kirtan come to the end. So Advaita Acharya sat down, my dear devotees. And all the devotees went in other directions. One went to take his bath in the Ganga. Another went to eat a mango or two. Still another went home to eat sweet rice, which was kept there. All the devotees left Srivas Pandit's courtroom, so that at the end only Advaita Acharya was left. He sat on the floor all by himself. He looked into the empty courtyard, and all of a sudden, as he was noticing he was alone and everyone had gone, the longing for Krishna, the desire for Krishna, that I'm missing you, my Lord, became so strong that it overwhelmed every pore of his body, and he began to roll on the ground, crying, and the dust became blackish and smeared all over his body. And at that time, something very wonderful happened. It is said when a devotee becomes so full of longing that the whole world appears to be empty for him, when there's nothing which can distract him or interest him any longer, Krishna takes full notice. Remember how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is bhakti? He said, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhana. And then Krishna nam smaran ek randan. That means bhakti yoga, the greatest treasure of bhakti is when you chant the holy name, and while you chant, you do what? Krandan. What could krandan mean? You cry. You're so moved. Your heart is melted. Finally, what a relief. The illusion is over. Your life has turned upside down, my dear devotees. But you will see what was previously up is now no longer there, and you feel much better. The Lord heard Shiva's Advaita Acharya, and he is always pacifying the deep anxieties of his devotee. When a devotee has this anxiety, this longing for Krishna, no longer anxiety for worldly things, and cries for Krishna, Krishna immediately hears the devotee. And this is what happened. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was far away, all of a sudden appeared in the courtyard of Advaitacharya. And he took Advaitacharya by the hand, and he went with him into the temple, and he asked, "O Acharya, you have called for me. Now I am here. What do you want?" Advaitacharya gave an answer which was not what he really wanted. He said, "My Lord, where I'm seeing you, I have everything." But that was only some answer. Gauranga Mahaprabhu understood. He said, "Tell me frankly, what is in your heart? What do you want?" "I'm here with you. Speak what is in your heart." Advaitacharya began to tremble. He felt the Lord had given him the permission to say what he really wanted. So he very shyly folded his hands and he said, "My dear Lord, I wish to see that form which you showed to Arjuna." Gauranga Mahaprabhu smiled. As soon as Advaitacharya said this, the scene in the temple changed, and Advaitacharya could see a huge battlefield. There was lots of infantry, means foot soldiers, who were engaged in combat. And then he saw a chariot, and on top of the chariot he saw who? Someone says Hanuman. Yeah, that's on the high top. And the flag, yes. Who was on the chariot? Krishna, you know everything. He saw Syama Sundara, Krishna. Syama Sundara is a name which Srimati Radharani has given to Krishna. It's a very intimate name. It's dressed with flower garlands of Vrindavan, a smile, a blue trumpet-shaped flower, it's called Kanikara, on his right ear. Sometimes he puts it on the left ear because he's playful. Not this better. But then he saw how this form of Syamasunda adopted four arms. And in these arms were the conch shell, the Sudarshan chakra, the club, and the lotus flower, yes. And then all of a sudden, as the Lord looked at him and opened his eyes wide, Advaita Acharya saw innumerable universes with their suns, their moons, their oceans, mountains, rivers, and gardens, beautiful gardens, and millions of eyes, arms, and faces. Then he saw Arjuna standing before the universal form, in which there were many universes and gardens. gardens because Vrindavan is in each universe. And then all of a sudden, the millions of faces burned out into flames. Burning flames all over. Flames devouring everything and everyone. Scorching all the demons and the atheists to nothingness. They became small like burned up flies. All the blasphemers, all the sinners were burning in Sri Chaitanya's millions of burning mouths. No one else had the power to see this universal form except for Advaitacharya. He started to weep in ecstatic love of Godhead. He prayed, "Give me service to you." And he kept the straw in his mouth while he was speaking, indicating, "I am like a simple cow with any understanding. Therefore, I have this straw in my mouth." Now, you must know one thing. Lord Nityananda is so connected with Lord Chaitanya that he feels and sees everything which goes on with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I once gave an example. I have a grandmother, she has died, her name it was Mimi. She loved me on every birthday like this. She would come with her bicycle. She had a basket full of my favorite marmalade, strawberry marmalade. There were like 30 glasses of marmalades, which I all ate during my birthday as a child. On one, in 2 hours, they were gone. And yes, she loved my father very much. Very much, extraordinary much. It was my father was her only child. When my father was lost in the war before Stalingrad, where the entire German army was massacred by the Red Army, that is the Russian army, my grandmother always said, Mimi always said, "He is alive. He is my son. My son cannot be killed so easily." And everyone thought, "Mimi, now you have gone crazy. Everyone has died." Then one day, after months or so, or was it 1.5 months, she went into the kitchen and prepared the favorite dish of my father, saying, "At 12 o'clock he has returned from the front." Everyone thought, "Yes, soon we will have to put you into that house where no one leaves." Then, at 5 minutes before 12, the garden gate made a shrieking sound. No money for oil was available. And my father came through the gate. And Mimi said, "I knew you would come today at 12 o'clock. And I have prepared already your favorite dish." This is love. By love, you know what is going on in the heart of the beloved. This is bhakti. By love, you know Krishna. By love, Lord Nityananda knew there was a special darshan in Advaita Acharya's little temple. And he interrupted his roaming through Navadvip. And he came into the temple and he knocked outside the door. The door was closed because this darshan was only for Advaitacharya. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that the one who knocked was Nityananda, he quickly went to the door while keeping his universal form. He opened it and Nityananda came into the temple and entered the infinity of the universal form. It's beyond space and time, you know, but what was shown. After some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu withdrew the universal form. He was somewhat shy because he had come to display the mood of a devotee, not God, but because the devotee had asked him to show the Vishvarupa, because Advaitacharya had longed for him and wanted to see him like this. He first showed his Syamasunda form, then his Narayan form, and then his Vishvarupa form. Both Advaita. And then he stopped. And he looked at Nityananda and he said, "My dear Nityananda, I certainly belong to one who loves you, for there is no one dearer to me than you. You know everything about me. You feel everything in your heart what I feel. I act through you, Nityananda, by giving love of Godhead to the most sinful people who just turn to you, lift their arms and shout, 'Nitai!
Nitai!
Nitai!
Nitai!'"
Then something happened in the intimacy of love, which we often hear, but because we may not listen 100%, we may not understand it. It is showing a little bit Lord Nityananda's inconceivable character. Do you know when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come and had his first darshan of Jagannath in Jagannath Puri, what happened to him? He fainted, and yes, and then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there, and what did he do? Yeah, he ordered the guards to pick him up and take Lord Chaitanya to his house because he wanted to investigate that saint from Navadvip about whom he had heard so much. He was highly skeptical because there were a lot of miracle men in India at that time, and he wanted to see, is he bona fide? And you know, he became a devotee eventually of Chaitanya. Do you want to see what in contrast happened with Nityananda?
Yes.
Remember when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come running towards the altar, the guards had tried to stop him with their sticks, but he fainted before. So Nityananda came into the temple of Lord Jagannath a little after Chaitanya, when Chaitanya was already with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in the house, you know, at that time he was still unconscious. Nityananda walked like a drunken man into the temple. His turban went on one side. he chanted Gaura 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 like a little boy. When he saw Lord Jagannath, he became totally unsteady. He started to dance. And then, all of a sudden, he ran like a flash of lightning towards the deity. Who of you has entered the temple of Jagannath? I think, yes, oh, really? Jagannath Puri. Wow, can I see it again? Hari Vallabhi, is that you? Will you describe to us Lord Jagannath? Is he on where is he standing? On a platform, elevated platform, little high. Yes. Nityananda thought, wow, so high. And he ran. The guards started to ran forward to check him. But Nityananda was so strong, he just pushed them aside and they flew through the temple without hurting themselves. They were protected by Ananta Shesha. And he climbed up the altar, yes, and embraced the deity of Balaram. Yes, not Jagannath. He is Balaram. As Nityananda climbed onto the deity's throne, the guards again tried to stop him, catching hold of his hand, but he simply pushed them away. Let me embrace Balaram. He then took the garland from Lord Balaram and placed it over himself. Everyone thought, now there will be a thunder and this temple will go down and there will be a flash of lightning going into this Avaduta. But Balaram seemed to smile and everyone understood Nitai is not of this world. The temple priests took all the garlands from the deities and happily, without any bad feeling, offered them to the devotees. Receiving Lord Jagannath's mercy in the form of his garlands, all the devotees became extremely pleased. So my dear devotees, you please understand this. He is Balaram. He is everything. And what you hear now will be a test to your faith. Advaita Acharya, after they had gone out of the temple and the deities, not the deity, Gauranga Mahaprabhu had gone back to his own home, Advaita Acharya laughed, seeing Lord Nityananda, who sometimes looked very funny and made funny gestures, and he said, "You person, how did a crazy man like you end up in a Vaishnav society? You take 3 meals a day, although you pretend to be a sannyasi. Often you lose all your clothes and run around naked." Nityananda was very pleased. And he said, "Oh, old Brahmana, don't you have any fear to talk like this? I'm the Lord's own brother. If I beat you, you can't protest." My dear devotees, in the intimacy of love between Advaita and Acharya, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda, they would sometimes talk to each other. In a way, we would not dare to talk to each other because then we would
the other person would make politics on Facebook. But it's a sign of love to talk like this. I remember once we went with Hari Shyam in a Braj, and Hari Shyam knows Hindi very nicely. There was someone who was our host. I forgot the particular circumstances. And the host was very pleased with us, and he went to Hari Shyam and gave him a beat on the cheek. And Hari Shyam, I never forget this, he didn't write a comment on his Facebook. He held the other cheek. And they were laughing and embracing each other, because a sign of deep affection, which is beyond all this attempt to be affectionate which we Westerners have, is there sometimes strong words are used. It is a sign of attachment. In this way also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes criticize Nityananda. He would say, after Nityananda had broken his sannyasdanda, he would say, "You are supposed to guide me, Nitai, that I can maintain my sannyas. Instead, you want to make me a madman like you. If you continue in this way, you will ruin me. I do whatever you wish. This is a fact that I declare to everyone." Then Lord Gaurachanda taught everyone, "Listen, dear devotees, listen with your ears, but listen with your heart. You should all be respectful to Nityananda. The body of Lord Nityananda is for Lord Chaitanya more important than his own body. Lord Chaitanya said, 'I'm not responsible for the obstacles one finds in the attainment of ecstatic love if he commits an offense at the lotus feet of Nityananda. If one maintains even the slightest sesame seed of envy for Nityananda, he is not dear to me, even if he is my devotee.'" My dear devotees, we will now sit down and end this program by a meditation on Lord Nityananda, where we want that the Lord comes into our heart and affects our heart. At a certain stage, we will glorify Lord Nityananda, so keep the song sheet Nitai Gunamani within reach. I will tell you when to come out of the meditation. So, I know some young devotees are laughing. This is not a time to laugh. Please be serious, if you can. Find a comfortable sitting position, that is, sit straight. Your eyes are open. Your gaze, means the way you look, is soft. You just look like me. If it's difficult for you to relax your eyes, just look at an imaginary point about 1 meter in front of you. An imaginary point. And then relax your gaze while you're looking. Mm.
are ready to take a few deep breaths. Note how on an inhale, your belly and then your chest expands. And each time where you exhale, your body relaxes. On an inhale, your belly and your chest widen, and while you remain sitting straight, on an exhale, the body relaxes. Keep on breathing. And while you remain incredibly aware and conscious, close your eyes to avoid distractions. First, notice the environment around you. Any sounds? Maybe someone coughs. Notice the temperature. Now slowly withdraw your attention from the outside world and only notice your breath. In and out. In. Whenever your mind wanders, no problem. Catch it and bring it back to your breath. In and out. In. Says by breathing consciously, you purify your mind. When a thought comes, let it pass. Return to your breath. In. Stay with your breath and allow whatever happens to happen. Now bring your attention to Lord Nityananda's ecstatic personality. Maybe you have seen a painting, a deity. In your mind's eye, see him dressed in blue, he carries a colorful turban and only one golden earring. He's overflowing with love. His eyes roll about restlessly. and he calls out, Alas, O Gauranga. His whole body becomes covered with his tears. Lord Nityananda is the savior of the fallen souls. See him extending his two arms as he dances in ecstasy. He reaches out to you. Whomever he sees, he embraces lovingly. Merciful Lord Nityananda knows the sufferings of others. He has also strung together a garland of the holy names, which he has bestowed upon the people of this world. He has distributed Krishna consciousness even to the poor and the lowly people. We will now sing a beautiful song glorifying Lord Nityananda as the jewel of all good qualities. We will sing how he has flooded the world with divine love. We will sing how he does not discriminate between the low and the fallen, the wretched and sinful. He freely offers to everyone something which even Brahma and Shiva cannot get. And he has personally made a channel which brings the flood of Krishna Prema into every house.
I go. Sabana Re.
Amada Karuna Sindhu Nidai Bhakti Amor.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Sisidharamananmana ki. Sisi nitai gunamani ki. Sisi gonitai ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Go premanani. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa. Paravraja Gacharya Shuja Satasi Simat. His divine grace, Sila Abhe Charana Ravinda, Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja, Sila Prabhupada ki Anand Koti Vaishna Vrinda ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Sisi Gonitai ki Sri Nityananda Trayodashi ki Nityananda Rama ki jai, Shri Nitai Gunamani ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to see Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, this was a wonderful conclusion of this evening. I think in the tent we have now prasadam for all the devotees. Be careful as far as the proportions are concerned. We will need you tomorrow. I wish you a very restful night and see you all tomorrow. Hare Krishna.